Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Business Meets Fitness podcast, and today is a hashtag Tickness Tips episode. So Tickness Tips is essentially where I answer one of the questions which I have been asked during the week on my Instagram, and if the question has a hashtag Tickness Tips in it, I know that that person wants their question to be considered to be answered on the Tickness Tips podcast. However, this week I'm doing it slightly differently. This is just going to be the first time and last time that I do it like this because there's a topic on my mind and I really want to talk about it, and it's just a quick one. This episode will probably be 5 minutes-ish in length. And if you're liking it, please do remember to take a screenshot, share it on your Insta story, tag me at Lauren Tickner, and tag the Business Meets Fitness podcast. We now have an Instagram profile, which is just at Business Meets Fitness. And it would just be awesome to see this getting shared, to get the Business Meets Fitness podcast growing. And if you guys could leave a review on iTunes, I would seriously appreciate that as well. If you've got the new iOS software, then you can just scroll down to the bottom and do that. So anyways, now that's all done, let's get into it. And as you can see from the title of this podcast, we're going to be talking about the most optimal way to do things and the best way to get results long term and also short term. So I think that often people want a quick fix. This is obvious. This is something we've covered many, many times before. However, the real thing is that we need long-term progress, because if your progress is short-term, then you're just going to end up rebound and gain loads of body fat or just fall off track. And that's not good mentally. And remember, we want to be physically and mentally strong. That's what, you know, that's what I'm all about. That's what life's all about. And it helps you in every aspect. Okay. So I think it's really important to bear that in mind. Now, when it comes to training, when it comes to your way of eating, it's all well and good having the most optimal or the perfect nutrition plan or the perfect training plan. However, if you can't stick to it long term, then what is the point? So you always see, and studies have proven this time and time again, people who go on fad diets. Let's just take, I don't even know, the Dukan diet. I don't know too much about that. I just know it's one of those fatty ones. So let's say people do that. They lose loads of weight in the first few weeks, whatever, a large amount of it would be water weight, and then they end up, you know, sticking to it for maybe 3 months, if maybe even longer. But then maybe after a couple of years, they've put all the fat back on, and maybe even more. And this is because if you can't stick to something long term, then it's just not realistic for you. If it's a short term quick fix, it is not going to be good for the long run. And the long run, as I said earlier, is what really matters. And this is why it's so important to find something that works for you, that is sustainable and maintainable in the long term. I don't think people think about the long term enough. I think that the long term is something that people, I don't know, they really want that instant gratification. But deferred gratification is where the magic lies, and that is where you're going to be getting your results. That will is what's going to set you apart from other people, and that's what's going to really enable you to live that happy, healthy, and strong life that we are after. This is the same, you know, the same goes within business, within fitness. It's something that you can keep up with, because yeah, I mean, I like to think of this analogy, okay? It's like a volume dial. Sometimes you need to turn it up, sometimes you want to turn it down. It's like, let's say you want to diet because you've got a wedding in 3 months, then you might want to turn it up and be a little bit more precise in hitting your macros. You might want to perfect it a little bit more. You might want to weigh every single vegetable to the gram. However, if it's Christmas time when your family are around and there's celebrations going on, or it's your birthday, then you may even want to turn that sound totally off and just take a break from, we're using macros here as an example, but take a break from tracking macros, or maybe from training if you really want to. It depends how passionate you are about those aspects. And I'm hoping that if you found something that you enjoy, then you want to keep doing it in the long term. I know personally, on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, around that time, I don't even bother tracking macros. But that's because I've been doing it for such a long period of time that I have a good awareness of the nutrition in all my food. I just make sure that I'm getting protein in. And, you know, that's just where me personally, I've taken the volume dial and turned it way down. I don't ever turn it fully off, because I don't actually feel the need to because I love what I do so much, and because from the inside out, I care about my body, I care about my health. And so, yeah, but that's just that, guys. That was just this little quick episode today. Just really please do find something that you enjoy, find something that you love. And okay, actually, I'm just gonna quickly say this now. With regards to training, you may have seen people doing some crazy bodybuilding style training, but if you don't enjoy it, don't do it. If you way prefer classes and you can stick to that in the long term, then do that instead. It's all about finding what you enjoy and finding what you like and getting yourself active and fit. Of course, if you have goals, as I said, you may need to turn up the volume dial, which is when you may want to start doing some weight training. If you want to get, you know, if you're suddenly wanting to get rounded, capped delts, yet you're doing Zumba twice a week, then, you know, that's not really going to be enough. If you do hate training, but you have this mad goal that you really feel the need to achieve and you feel like you literally have to achieve it, then you're going to have to do things that you don't like. But the majority of the time, you should be doing stuff you enjoy. So anyways, I hope that has helped. If it has, please do remember to screenshot, as I said at the beginning. And I just love doing this podcast so much. I honestly, it's my favorite platform and I just find it so enjoyable. And seeing your reviews on iTunes and when you guys tag me on Instagram or on Twitter, it just honestly makes my day. So have a lovely day, guys. Don't forget to smile and I will see you in the next one.